Guess who wants to get back on the ballot? The All About Nothing podcast. That's who. We were crowned best local podcast in 2023, took runner-up in 2024, and now we're coming for that top spot again in the Post and Courier's Free Times Best of Columbia 2025. It's nomination season, and we need your help. Head over to postandcourier.com/free-times or follow the link in the show notes and drop our name like it's hot in the best local podcast category. You've got until April 30th, so tell your friends, tell your grandma, tell your dog with an iPad, whoever's got internet. The All About Nothing podcast, because if talking about nothing were an Olympic sport, we'd already have a gold medal and a sponsorship from Waffle House. Summer is heating up with EverPlay Sports and Social League. Get in on the fun with Super Rec Kickball Tuesdays at M Avenue Ballpark, or join the classic Wednesday or Thursday night kickball at both M Avenue and B Avenue. Prefer volleyball? We've got indoor mix and match Sundays at Providence Park, Monday indoor at Tri-City, and sand volleyball Tuesdays and Thursdays at Pollywog. Swing into softball Sundays or Mondays at T.S. Martin, or go big with hardball Wednesdays at Seven Oaks Park. Like a strike of fun? Hit bowling Tuesdays at Bolero, or toss some bags with cornhole Wednesdays at Jay's Corner. Score goals with turf soccer Mondays at Recreation Athletics, and Wednesday soccer at B Avenue and Bray Park. And don't miss Pickleball Monday at Casey Pickleball Complex. Registration is open now through May 21st at everplaysocial.com. Also mark your calendars for the 10th Masters of Putt-Putt, Friday, August 22nd. Registration by August 21st. EverPlay, your league, your social life, your summer of fun. Visit everplaysocial.com for registration and details.
The All About Nothing podcast may have language and content
that isn't appropriate for some.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, Nothingers, to the All About Nothing podcast. This is episode number 251. I'm Barrett Gruber, joined by Mr. Bill Fry over here.
That's right.
You can see him at the end of the table. This seat right here is going to be occupied by Mr. Alex Avenger, who is the coordinator, owner, and operator of EverPlay Sports and Social League. We're going to be calling a kickball game here in just a minute. Want to go ahead and do the opening. Please subscribe and share the show. That's how we get new listeners. Also, please consider supporting the show financially by visiting theallaboutnothing.com and becoming an official member and proudly calling yourself a true nothinger. We'll have more details at the end of the show. If you can't do that, please give us a five-star review, a like, a follow us across social media. You can find links at theallaboutnothing.com. Want to remind everybody to check out ZJZ Designs. Whether you're looking for the perfect graphic tee to show off your style or something unique to wear for any occasion, ZJZ Designs has you covered. Whew! I'm getting out of breath. It's awkward with an audience. From bold designs to creative prints, they offer a range of apparel that's all about making a statement. And if you love standing out in a crowd, check out their collection today at ZJZDesigns.com. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on what they have in store. ZJZ Designs, where fashion meets fun, no matter the occasion. It is nominating time again. The Post and Courier is Free Times Best of Columbia, and the All About Nothing podcast wants to be the best local podcast again. So check out the link in the show notes, or you can click on the link at the top of our webpage and nominate the All About Nothing podcast for best local podcast and prove you don't always have, and it's proof that you don't always have to be in a cult to win. I don't know what the context of what I wrote down was, but
we all know what the context of what you wrote down was.
Ami is also here. She is going to be our foul line reporter for this kickball game that we're going to be doing play-by-play for. Anyway, if we win the best local podcast in Columbia for the best local or best of Columbia, it won't just be a victory for us. It'll be a win for everyone that votes or nominates us. So go do that. Check again. Links in the show notes. So we are going to get started here in just a couple minutes with the game that is going on between Can't Stop a Train and Kick and Chill. And we'll do that right after this odd segue.
Hey, you can do a break. You can put a commercial right here.
Yeah.
Like you should have led that up to a commercial.
Got any ads we can play?
Sure.
Oh, you can do the EverPlay commercial right here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't have any EverPlay registration information to give out right now, but you can check everplaysocial.com. Where there will be the either late spring or summer league information is going to be coming out very soon. You're watching the field right now, and the two teams are warming up. We have team in burnt orange, or it's the worst Tennessee color you've ever seen, or our friends from Ireland over on the over in left field. So
you got a team you're going for?
I usually pull for the team that wins.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely a bandwagon jumper.
Yeah.
We do have an old teammate on one of these teams, though.
We do have a teammate. We have a previous teammate, Kendi Mitchell's out here, and it's good to see her. I'm sure she forgot that I existed before she started screaming my name. It's what happened.
Quite wonder if she had to look your name up. She had to pull up an old season.
Yeah, that is very true.
Could we do live sports betting?
So I don't know. I see the commercials in South Carolina for the live sports betting.
Yeah.
But I always thought that live sports betting in South Carolina wasn't legal. I didn't think we could do live sports betting.
I really don't think we can. I don't know why they're playing the ads here, but because it needs to. I know there's been politicians that have tried to legalize it, but I do not believe it's been legalized to any extent.
So Emily Mayer, one of the hosts of Politically Speaking, which of course you can listen to right here on Big Media. You can check out Politically Speaking by visiting linktree.com/politicallyspeakingsc. All right, so we're going to get started. But Emily Mayer's husband works for one of these betting companies. They live in Bluffton. So I don't think he can do the betting, but I don't think they can do the betting, but I think that that he can still work for the betting company. So
okay.
I'm not sure which one.
Okay. We'll see. I was going to say we should wager on a...
Oh, you want to wager on this one?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty Irish. I'd go for the green just because of the color.
Umpire, what was our umpire's name again? RC. So RC is going to make a bet on this game. He is going to... So I'm going to say...
I was going for Ireland.
So I'm going to go 5-1. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to say 10-1 on green and 5-1 on orange.
Got a shoulder shrug.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Like I'm just catching some of the back and forth right now. Okay, I take that back. I'm gonna say 8-1.
And I think if I heard correctly, these teams are currently ranked number 1 and number 3 in this league.
Yeah,
so it should be a really fun matchup.
Yeah, they are 1-3. That's a pretty close. That's pretty close.
Think we're going to have anybody kick it over the fence?
This is a short fence, but...
I mean, I parked on the side over here. I don't think they're going to damage my car.
Oh, he's talking about foul balls.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, the only place I've ever really seen a good number of home runs... Like, we had a few home runs kicked out over there on the small baseball field, yeah. But B Avenue...
Yeah.
B Avenue, like, we had a guy actually hit the light. He hit one of the lights going clear across the field.
Oh, wow. Dang.
That was impressive. All right, we're going to turn it over to me, who is on the field, to do the paper, rock, scissors to see who gets home field advantage here in a second. The whistle is the sign. We seem to have lost Alex.
He's coming back, but I'm down here. They're getting ready to decide who wins here.
All right. So here for the action is me on the field for the paper rock.
You guys are obviously veterans of the league. You understand what's going on. No questions about that. Just make sure that when you run into the bases, we use that safety bag. If you use that inside bag as a runner, you're in play. So keep that in mind. Anything in the outfield is first touch, so it doesn't have to be caught to tag up. It just has to be touched before you can move. Everybody else in the dugout, I know that dugout's kind of muddy, so just ask your whole team to stay in the grass. This team, your whole team needs to stay in the dugout. You can have two coaches, a coach on each base, and you're on deck kicker, but everybody else needs to be in the dugout. So any questions, anything else? Confusion's cool. All right, let's go back to back. Rock, paper, scissors. Back to back. Oh, lethal weapon. Lethal weapon. On shoot.
Yep. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, we've got rock beating scissors over here.
All right. So, all right. Alex is back
with us. Orange team chooses to be home, putting them in the field.
All right, orange team is going to be home. And orange team is...
Kick and chill.
Kick and chill. All right, so we got kick and chill and burnt orange, or the worst Harley Davidson ad you've ever seen. And we've got Team Ireland as can't stop a train out here in left field, so we're going to get this.
Can't stop a train.
They're all work employees.
Just watch your face.
They all work together, and they spell train T-R-A-N.
So they work for the air conditioning company?
Correct.
Okay. If I had a dinger, I would give you a plug bell on that.
I don't have it over here.
No, it's sitting in front of the table.
Oh, I'm not about to go through any effort to get to that.
All right, so welcome back to M Avenue Ballpark, where we're only moments away from the first meeting of these two kickball team legends, on this podcast at least. Can't Stop a Train and Kick and Chill. This is a matchup of two epic Wednesday night teams. In fact, we actually used to play with one of the players over here. Kendi Mitchell is, we played with her actually back when we were at Blowfish Stadium in Lexington during COVID.
She plays a lot of kickball, yeah. That's for sure. And she's a good player and a good person.
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic.
We will definitely see her playing some catcher tonight at some point.
Yeah, and she runs them down.
She does run them down, and she also, you know, is a great bonner, too. So we'll see.
All right, we're about to get started. I want to remind everybody, Alex Avenger, Everplay Sports and Social. You can visit Everplay Sports and Social at everplaysocial.com. Leagues are going to be signing up for, are we doing late spring or are we doing summer league?
Summer registration's open. We're 42 okay. days away. That's, you know, for tonight. Our deadline's May 21st, so... go ahead and get signed up. 15 leagues we're offering this spring. It's going to, or this summer, excuse me. And we look forward to an awesome summer season.
So we're going to start the game here in just a minute. Kendi's kicking first. Oh, no. I'm sorry. She's catching. Sorry.
Told you.
Look, I can't tell what colors
this
are.
This is going great.
I don't see colors.
Oh.
So check out Everplay Sports and Social for the summer leagues that are coming up. I know that we will be signing up for bowling because it's indoors during summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just whatever your preference is. If you if you're, you know, not used to the heat here in Columbia, I suggest getting in the bowling alley or getting That's indoor right. volleyball on Monday or Tuesday. Everything else, you know, the 12 other leagues are outdoor sports. But again, the games are very short, as you'll see. Once we get this first pitch going, you know, we play, the games are 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and then, you know, they get out of here, so.
We seem to have some sort of technical difficulties.
There we go. Got the boots on. Boots or cleats, FYI.
So you're watching this episode. Chances are you probably think, oh, Bill and Barrett phoned it in. Yes, we did. We're using other entertainment for this episode. Here's the pitch. First pitch in. Oh, high into right in front of the what would be considered the first, second shortstop area. They got most of the field in on this one. Here is our second pitch. I was going to say, I'm going to call that one a strike. Here's another pitch. Oh, tried to man bunt it, but it went foul.
Yep, that's strike two. This one's got to be fair. Anytime you get to two strikes, you got to put the ball in play or it is an out. Nice
pitch. Oh, nice out there to center field, and it's caught. So
all right.
We're two outs in the top of the first. So again, this is Kick and Chill.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Can't Stop a Train out here in the third base dugout. Man bun over to third. Here's a throw to first. He is safe. So runner on first.
I think that was a mistake by the third baseman. That ball had a little spin. It would have probably been foul if he would have just been patient with it and left it. But he still made a great throw over to first. It just with the bases being 60 feet.
Ooh, umpire strike zone seems to be shrinking. RC, you got an answer for that? Here's the text pitch.
Nice pitch.
Third base, just past the third baseman. We got runners at first and second, both safe. Oh, a little playing a little koi out there at second. For those of you who don't know, koi is a fish. Here's the pitch. Oh, right down to the first baseman. First baseman in foul territory catches. That is three All outs. Right. So no runs in the top of the first. Changing out. Kick and Chill coming up to bat. Kick.
Kick kick and chill.
During this this brief timeout, I want to remind you that it is nominating period for Best of Columbia. You can nominate the All About Nothing podcast by visiting our website and clicking on the link at the top of the webpage, theallaboutnothing.com. Go do that. You don't see this very often. Flash and RC occupying the same 10-foot square foot area. Never see it. It's almost like they're only one person.
All right, bottom one. Kick and chill, first batter.
Ooh, nice.
All right.
I'm going to... let it go.
Yeah.
Foul ball.
I think that's a tough decision to make, to sit there and wait and decide whether or not you're going to let that go foul or try and make that play just in case.
Yeah. It's got enough roll on it.
That ball does some crazy stuff. It's risky either way.
Nice.
All right,
ran that one out.
That guy was fast.
And we have a team reminder to get in the dugout unless you're the first base coach over there.
A lot of reliance on the running coaches, the base running coaches. Gotta have a.
He held on to that one.
So we got runners at first and second.
First and second.
No outs in the bottom of the first. No doubt these runners will be off as soon as that ball comes off Kendi's foot. Good bunt.
Oh,
good bunt. All right, one run in. Two runs in. There we go. And
she's taking second.
So she takes it. I'm going to give her a single and then an error on that one. She winds up at second base.
When in doubt, get it back to the pitcher or hold it because of that. Keep throwing that ball around. The runners that have played in a long played with us and other kickball leagues and tournaments, they know when to take the base. Ooh. When you're giving it to them.
Kick out to right field.
Oh, that's
Kendi's
way
moving
out.
To second or third.
Bringing it
got
home.
A double, and she's coming in. Here we go. All right. Kick and chill up 3-0 in the bottom of the first. So these teams right here, we got first place and third place currently. I don't want to assume.
Kick and chill is first right now.
Okay.
In the Wednesday league, and Can't Stop a Train is currently in third. I think this game right here is probably the toughest one that they've had all season, which we're getting close to playoff time here in a couple weeks, so a lot of implications on this game for both teams.
Well, Red Guardian out there at third base. The triple. We got a little bunt going to pitcher and out at first.
One down. It's always the toughest one, getting the first one.
Nice kick out to center field.
Gonna be a tag.
Into the hands. We had a tag up at third, so we got another run in. 4-0 right now in the bottom of the first. The lead on my pencil broke, so I'm having to write very carefully. Oh, and it's gone. That was it.
We got through almost one inning.
Switch to blood. Poke yourself.
I got some pens in my bag that I'll have to get to here. So that one, that bunt in for a single. So we are, we have four runs in, one runner on first, and one out. Here we go with the pitch. Lefty. Off of the middle
they're
first second baseman, and she is running. She is safe at third.
Oh, wow.
So we got runners on third and second, one out, four runs in.
That was some smart base running right there, waiting that out.
No, it's all instinct out there in the burnt orange. There we go with another bunt. Pitcher takes it.
Hold it.
Tosses it to first, but there is no play. Run in. Second advances to third, so one run in, one out, and the score is 5-0 here in the bottom of the first with my broken pencil. And I just keep trying.
Two outs.
I'm sorry. Two outs.
RC saying goodbye to his family. They could only make it through one inning here. I got a bedtime, I'm thinking.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I like a good early bedtime.
What's your bedtime, Barrett?
If I play my cards right at 9. If I can convince nine. my children to get their showers and their teeth brushed, then I am able to get in the bed by 9. 9 o'clock is usually when Seth Meyers, in the late show, he's got his closer look, usually comes out right around 9 o'clock, so I can usually fall asleep to that.
We had one up the first baseline, one up the third baseline. Where do we think this one's going?
Straight center. Away.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
All right.
He had to put that one fair. Anytime you have two strikes, it's got to be fair. So they're switching up innings, and I believe kicking chills up 5-0, heading to the top of the second.
That's what I got.
I'm going to talk to Kendia here.
All right.
Hey, Kendia.
Hello.
How are you? You guys are already up. You feeling good about your odds tonight?
Just dandy. We still have to play. It's a great team. They're number one.
So humble.
Great sideline reporting.
That was great. I like that. Let's keep that up. When I spoke to both teams about what was going on tonight, man, they were just smiling, excited, happy, thinking that this was the coolest thing. You know, we should do this more. And, you know, Barrett and I spoke back in the winter season when we did just an interview, him and I, about all kinds of some very odd questions and different things. But it was a great time. We talked about all kinds of things, but we just looked at each other and said, wouldn't it be cool if we just sat down once a season and called an Everplay game? And
look, you know, at you now.
Look at us now. We're sitting here April 9th, 7:15, watching number one versus number three.
Nice kick out to
an assist.
Catching the assist. Two outs on this.
Sounds like the green team does not have the luck of the Irish with them yet.
Doesn't look like it.
Got a kick over to third base. Throw to first.
That quick game. Out.
So we
switch him back.
Switch him up.
How long have they been playing this season?
This is week 5, so we're 5 weeks in most of our spring leagues. So they have 2 more weeks of regular season after this.
So that was an intentional play.
Let's check down. RC, intentional play with the assist in the outfield with the volley and the catch.
I didn't realize that much strategy went into this.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a chance to bat the ball up like a volleyball, that gives the, you know, other players or yourself to gather themselves and try to make a play before that ball hits the ground. But yeah, we're 5 weeks in and got 2 more weeks of regular season, and then we'll be out here playoff night, April 30th, if the weather keeps hanging on with us. Foul ball. Oh.
I don't know if that was so much a foul or maybe just a misperception in the distance between his foot and the ground.
I don't know. Here's, you used to wear cleats and kick the ball. Oh, what do you think?
And it's over. I swear, I think that hit my car.
That was.
I am pretty sure that hit my car.
It's a rubber ball, Bill. You'll be fine.
Well, it's.
I will.
That is hilarious. I was literally just talking about this before.
I will say, down first baseline is a danger zone. Even with that rubber ball,
nice kick to short.
That's what I get for trying to park too close.
I've seen a ball shatter a windshield. I mean, a kickball shatter. It was granted. It was in the winter. Everything's colder and tight, and balls are, you know.
I mean, I've got insurance.
Solid.
I could.
It was, yeah.
I've got AAA. I could use a new windshield.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Oh, we.
That's gonna stop. Don't play it. Don't. Oh no, it's not. It's gonna make it. That's. So if it stops in the dirt,
It's two strikes.
And that would be a man bunt. But if the defense or the fielding team plays it, then it's a live ball. So it's a risk that they kind of have to take, you know, thinking that that ball might die in the dirt for two strikes, or, you know, play it and you can run down the runners because they're just going to keep running.
Here we go with the pitch. Right down first baseline. That is a fair ball. Everybody's going to be safe. Fantastic kick.
All right, they've got these bases loaded up now. This guy looks serious. You think he's got it?
Oh, yeah. He's nobody out, bases loaded. He's going to put this one to the outfield and at least get one run in.
Look at that kick.
Great kick. It's going to be a
house tagging. Everybody's taking off. There we go. One run. Two runs in. So right now, kick and chill up 7-0 in the bottom of the second.
I think I'm hearing that was his first score.
Seems a little old to have only scored for the first time. That was an inappropriate joke. Kendi with the kick. Oh, the bunt down third base.
Leave it.
Perfect.
It had some spin. I'm telling you, that ball, it might have cut out left of that third base line and been a foul ball. But I think they might have played it to give a force at third here. But yeah, we have Alex up, and he plays a lot of kickball, and I think he knows what to do in this situation.
Oh! So we have runners advancing. They tagged up. We got a runner coming in from third.
Oh, he left early.
Oh, no.
He left early.
Oh, man. So at the top, going into the top of the third, score right now 7-0. Sorry, 7-0. I'm just using tick marks.
It is 7-0.
Yeah.
We had a quick discussion there between the umps, RC, and Flash on whether or not that runner left early and Can't Stop a Train appealed it at second, and they both had that the runner left early, and that was the final out. So that was a great.
Now, what would have been the result if nobody had appealed it? Would it have just gone, it would have just been played the way it was?
Correct. And okay, that was a smart play by them. Just, you know, clearly the shortstop saw that he left early before that catch, and she asked for the ball, went and tagged second, and both RC and Flash were on top of it and got it right. So I applaud them for getting together and on that one.
I think what we got going on here is we might have a comeback coming.
All right.
Runners first and second, no out for Can't Stop a Train.
Plane overhead.
Ooh, foul ball down the first baseline. We are within spitting distance of the Columbia Metropolitan Airport. RC, a little concerned that my lisp is going to cause a rain delay, maybe. Here's the pitch. Oh, high fly ball into right field. Caught by the first baseman. That is an out. No advance on the run, on the catch. All right. Here's the pitch. Good pitch. Kick right back to the pitcher. We're going for three. Out at third. That is two outs in this inning. Pitch, the kick, right back to the pitcher, over second base. Runners, that's a close one. It's going to come to the umpire. If it is confirmed as an out, then it is the third out of the inning, so the umpires are conferring.
That was a bang-bang play at second.
Yep. And the call is an out. That is the third out, switching up.
I believe that the ball did beat her to second on that
one. All right, RC, tell us what it is that you guys saw out there.
Well, at that play, you're looking to see which gets there first, the foot or the ball. At that time, like, the ball did beat her feet to the base. So from his angle, he saw that too. And from here, I saw the same thing. So we agreed it was an out.
Here you have it. All right. It's an out.
See, and this is why Major League Baseball needs to mic up the umpires. not just for the calls, but for everything. I want to know what they had for breakfast.
They mic the players up. I you know, enjoy listening to the players. I think, well, man, briefly I turned on ESPN or Sports Center and they mic'd up the center fielder for whatever team it was, and the inning was like 10 runs or something. So they had like a full on 40-minute conversation with this guy trying to track these balls down.
Yeah.
Out of breath and just talking about all kinds of things. But
here's the pitch and a bunt, but went foul.
This is the worst part to me, when you foul out and have to come back after you just ran really hard to first base.
She's got some speed though. I doubt she's as out of breath as I would be.
They keep calling her Speedy. I don't know if that's her name or.
Zero one count. Here's the pitch. That's gonna make it.
Nice bunt to the pitcher. She is safe at first. So no outs in this inning. Bottom of the third. Yeah, there were a lot of rules that were instituted after I started playing kickball. The catcher standing back in two in between the two cones or near the closer to the cones was instituted because when I wasn't pitching, high fly ball to right field, in the hands and off the hands, we got a runner advancing to second. We got a runner advancing to third now.
Both
we
going
actually
to third.
Have, oh, we wow. actually have two runners together. That runner coming
she
in,
is quick.
She is safe at home.
All right.
But she was being tailed very closely by our, I'm going to assume, nearsighted friend.
When was the last time you played, Barrett?
Oh, it's been two, three years, something like that. Yeah,
2021?
Yeah, it might have been 2021. It may have been fall of 2021. Bunt to the pitcher and runner safe at first. She did make the turn going towards second, but she is returning to first base. Runners on the corners. 2021 was the last time I played.
I had really good memories of kickball in elementary school. Only played a couple times in high school.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I'll tell you, that was a lot closer. That was a lot closer because what you might not have heard was the ball definitely scraped his hand after he touched home.
Yeah.
So very close.
And I think that's what RC just told the catcher, that you asked what the call was, and he just simply explained it. Nice it ball. Did hit the runner, but the runner was on the bag.
Yep.
At that point, it doesn't matter.
A lot of speed on this burnt orange team.
Kick and chill.
At least one of them has lightning bolts on their cleats.
Nice. That does make you faster.
Let's get an interview. Oh. Let's get an interview with the bolt socks whenever you get a chance and just ask where that came from.
So this is two that they've had the same situation with the base running.
So what happened in the base running there?
What it looks like is that we are not immediately making the decision to go to second. Time's getting called, and so the runner is going to have to stop at first.
Gotcha. Okay.
Once the pitcher has the ball and the play's dead, we have to call time, or people would just be running yeah. silly. And it's a hard call for us to judge on when the play's actually dead. But at some point, you know, we're not playing cat and mouse all day. Yep. We got to get the innings in and the time that these players.
Fantastic kick to right center field. Runner advances from third for a score. So base is loaded again. Right now we're looking at 11-0 in the bottom of the third. One out.
Another dugout warning.
Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Here's the pitch. Center field.
Righty's kick, but that's an out.
Caught center, I guess by the right second baseman. Another run comes in to score. We got two outs. One more run in. We are looking at 12-0 in the bottom of the third.
That was a great catch right there.
Oh,
by
yeah.
And, you know, that's Danny. She's our photographer for EverPlay. So she plays, and a lot of our staff play in these leagues, and, you know, to be engaged with the players and play for fun and meet new people. But, you know, they also come and ref and take pitches.
All right. That was sneaky.
Man bunt makes it into the outfield. Another run comes in. Another run comes in from third. We are looking at 13-0 in the bottom of the third with two outs. Bam, to center field, over the head of the shortstop, against the legs of the right center fielder. We got another run coming.
So, all right.
Two runs. Two runs scored that time around.
Oh, they got the seven-run rule.
They did get the seven-run rule, so they are switching it up. We are moving into the top of the fourth.
We're going to see what can't stop a train if they come together and score some runs, and or if they're just looking into what we're having for dinner tonight.
All right. Ami's going to go give us a sideline or a foul line report from the green team. She may be walking into the lion's den. Not sure exactly how this is going to go.
How you guys feeling right now?
Not good. We're down by, can't see it, but I'm sure it's a lot.
But so what's your plan? Okay, what are we doing here?
Hopefully kick some balls into the outfield or where people aren't standing. So hopefully that's what we do.
All right, let's see it.
Really appreciated me keeping a straight face on that one. Catch by the pitcher. That is one out. Top of the fourth.
All right. He said kick the ball to the outfield where they are not. Let's see where he's going to aim for. Looks like they have a lot of field covered out there.
There is very little field out there without somebody standing. That is for sure. They are spread out in what I'm going to call the Russian pattern.
Uh-oh. That's a foul ball.
For those of you born in the 80s, we're going to call it the communist pattern. We do have the gentleman out there that looks like the what did I call him earlier? The red commander? Is that?
Oh, from Marvel? Yeah.
Red Guardian. The Red Guardian.
I feel like you get a little bit of the benefit of the doubt when you are down like this from the umpire.
That's probably very fair.
Good ball.
Nice kick. Okay. Nice kick. Okay. There we go. On the ground.
He did exactly.
So I feel like this guy definitely stuck to his plan, which was to kick it in the outfield where somebody wasn't.
I mean, that was a good report there. Maybe he needs to go and just gather the team and just tell them, hey, kick it to the outfield where nobody is, just like me. It's easy. It's not easy.
Ooh, okay.
Just down the third baseline foul. There's a lot of open infield close to the pitcher. I will point that out. Oh, nope, they moved up a little bit. Apparently he recognized, or he heard me. But he is playing third. Oh, we got a nice punt to the third baseman. Throw to first.
Not quite going to make it.
So two outs now.
Someone on second base.
Top of the fourth. Runner on second. Bill, what would be your strategy at this point?
Oh, man. Well, it depends. What side am I on?
Well, we're gonna say you're on the side that's got zero.
Oh, okay.
You got two outs, a runner on second.
I'd probably try my hardest. I just keep trying and
Nice kick, right center field into the arms. Almost out of the arms, but that was a catch. That is three outs. That ends the top of the fourth. No runs.
The guy at second forgot that there was two outs, and he just stayed on second when he should have been.
There was a good show going on out there in right center field, though. Don't discount that. Ami, you got a report?
Just asking, did that seem like a skill or luck?
Which part? His kick? That was skill.
About the catch.
Oh, the catch. The catch was for show. That was theatrics. That was a regular Ricky Henderson moment where the ball was in and out of the glove three or four times before the umpire finally said, okay, Ricky, just hold on to the ball. A lot of in that one, though. Ricky Henderson reference. The that not ever play. Every is not okay in ever play, right? No.
Oh.
Might cut that out.
You have to censor it.
Yeah. Oh, I do love a good censor tone. Here's the ball pitch and a bunt. Man, perfect bunt. Such a good bunter.
She's got a lot of Everplay seasons in those boots.
So the Orange team is playing really strongly. I feel like it's difficult when you're down 14-0. So the Green team here is still hanging in, though.
Yeah, they're playing all seven innings. That's the plan, all seven innings. At what point does the mercy rule go into effect? Right field.
She's going to let it go, and it stayed fair.
Kendi's coming around second. Guardian around second. Kendi around third. Red Guardian around third. We have got a home run situation here. And
they could have had a play there.
Two runs.
Wow.
Two runs on that on one kick.
Oh, and they did a little home run tunnel there.
Oh, my gosh.
They're just having some fun out here.
What's the score now, Barrett?
Score right now, we've got 16-0.
All right.
16-0, bottom of the fourth.
Yep, so it's 22 in the fifth inning is when we call it, 15 in the sixth, and then 8 in the seventh, because you can only score 7 runs in an inning. So hopefully we don't get to that point.
Hopefully not. I'd like to maybe in the fifth inning we're going to see the Green team come back with some runs, pull this in a little closer.
Yeah.
At least by 7.
I'm a half glass full kind of person.
All right, Bill. Now let's say you're on the you're on kick and chill. What is your strategy at this point? Do you just coast or
Probably just laugh at the other team and be mean.
Gosh.
No.
Harsh. No.
Harsh.
No. I think probably just, I don't know, take it easy. You definitely don't want to give any leeway to someone.
Yeah, you don't want to open the door too much. Oh, perfect bunt down the first base line. She is safe at first.
You know, I'm a USC women's basketball fan, and in the first two quarters they almost never are great. In the last two quarters
they
come on strong.
That was a tough game. That was a tough game versus UConn.
That was a tough one, man.
They applied pressure that entire game.
Wow.
High kick to just inside the infield near second base, catch, and she is meandering back to first base, but I can certainly understand. She has done a lot of running.
Yeah, I've learned just from women's basketball in any game, if you're not going too great in the first half, that does not mean you cannot come back.
Bunt to the pitcher. Runner advances to second. We got runners at first and second. One out in the bottom of the fourth. Two runs already in this inning.
Yeah, or you can be, you know, like Houston and be down 6 with 30 seconds left in the second half and still beat Duke and, you know, the number one overall pick.
Oh, nice kick to center field. bounces once before getting back into second base.
Oh, there's going to be a play advancing. At the plate.
All of the runners are advancing. Second.
Oh, wow.
So we got runners at second and third. Another run in. We are looking at 17-0 in the bottom of the fourth. This is turning out to not be as close a match, but there's still time. All right, another bunt down the third base line, rolling foul. Still looking at one out in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the windup. Well, here's the windup and the pitch. Bunt to shortstop. We're going to see. We got bases loaded. One out, bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded.
Think he goes for it here. Left field's playing way in.
They are.
So if I recall, last time this guy went down the first base line, down the third base line.
Yeah.
Back down the first base line.
So he can switch it up.
I think he's hoping to switch it up and not do that.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh, fly ball, just foul. Got to be careful with those. A first baseman that's fallen back to the infield line. All right, so kick to the pitcher. We got a run. It's going to be a force out at home.
All right.
Two outs, bottom of the fourth, three runs in. Base is still loaded. Oh.
Oh, wow, that was
right
out. All right.
All right, top five.
I'm going to see if I can get some words from this orange team down here about how they are feeling. Really good game. How are you feeling about it?
I feel good. You know, our team is real dominant.
Do you guys practice to get this good, or it's just natural skill?
Honestly, truthfully, it's natural skill. We just know how to communicate with each other as a team. Yeah, we just out here having fun.
And do you guys play together all the time, or is this a...
This is probably like our second season since the winter that we started.
All right. Well, you guys are looking good and fast, so keep it up.
All right. Another check-in with the 17-run leading kick and chill team.
A lot of confidence there in that conversation.
So runner on first, no outs. Top of the fifth. Good bunt down the first baseline. Advances the runner to second.
Second, all right.
So one out, runner on second. Let's get a few runs in here. Get this game going a couple more innings. So when I used to play on one of these really dominant kickball teams, it feels weird to say that because it's not true. In my head, oh, goodness, towering kick to left center field. Tag up on two.
Go three. Oh. Or go home. Go right. Home. Score, score,
runner
score.
Is going to advance.
And he's made it home.
Oh, there we go. We got one run in.
They're going to appeal it.
They're saying he didn't tag up. I believe he did tag up. Oh, they're saying he didn't tag.
No.
They're saying he didn't tag.
Really?
All right. Well, that's the ball game. So in the end, Kick and Chill wins 17-0.
All right.
Fantastic game. Amin, I'd ask you to do a sideline report down there, but I'm going to be honest, I don't know that they want to talk to anybody about it.
They can't stop a train's frustrated there.
Yeah, that's a tough loss. That is an extremely tough loss. But in the end, there is definitely a clear winner and a clear loser in this one. And I've been on that zero end before.
Oh, I've been many, many times.
We were constantly on that zero team. Yeah. We knew all about mercy rules.
Yeah. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. This is all entertainment. We enjoy it regardless.
We finished last place in bowling last season.
We did. We did, in fact, finish last place.
But did you have fun?
Yes, we always have fun. That's the great thing about EverPlay Sports. It's a social league. You get out of the house, especially when you're older like we are, because we're in our 40s, you know? Getting out of the house, being able to have drinks with friends, and just have a good time.
Does it feel like Ami's trying to steal a partnership with EverPlay Sports and Social away from the All About Nothing podcast?
She did a great job on the sidelines today.
Oh, for sure.
That was good.
Thank you, Alex.
So, Alex, before we get wrapped up out of here, anything you want to tell us about EverPlay Sports and Social? I know the Summer League registration is open now.
Yep. Summer registration's open. I've got 15 leagues we're offering. We're 21 and up, all co-ed, all out here for fun and games. Like she said, get out of the house, stay active. Maybe a sport that you've played recently, you know, growing up, or it might be something that you want to completely, might be completely new to you and want to try. I know, you know, Bill and I spoke a little bit before and, you know, kind of gave him the same rundown of what we're about, but we have a, you know, variety of different leagues that we offer to bring people together, socialize, stay active, and meet new people, you know, whether you're from here and staying here, or you're, you know, moving from a different city or state. It's a great way to meet new people while playing sports. So it's a great time. 42 days, May 21st, the deadline. Sign up as a free agent, sign up as a group, sign up as a team. And we will get you rocking and rolling starting in June.
Well, you can check out everplaysportsandsocial.com or everplaysocial.com for all the details and information on that, where these leagues are playing, what nights they're playing, which leagues are playing, which nights, and where. A different way of saying that. So, absolutely. Alex, thank you very much for letting us come out here and do another. We're gonna do this every season.
So nice to meet you,
too. Nice to meet you, too. Thank you, guys.
We're going to do this every season because it's fun. And ultimately, it gives us content without really trying.
That's right.
It's going to wrap it up for episode number 251. Thank you again, Bill Fry, for being here. Thank you, Ami, for
Thanks
being
for
here.
Having
of course,
me.
Hostess of the Welcome to Wonderland
podcast. Which you
podcast.
Can also nominate for Best of Columbia if you want to. It doesn't have to be the All About Nothing.
That's true. That's true. Thank you for reminding people of that.
Okay, you can vote for or nominate the All About Nothing. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. We probably have plenty of nominations in there. We don't have to worry. Last check, we had 2,700 hits on the link that we have on our website, so I think we're probably okay, at least for the nominations. Welcome to Wonderland's excellent podcast, and I'm very proud that they are part of the Big Media Network. All right. Links available to past episodes, podcast platforms, merchandise, social media, all available at our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com. And if you think our financial model of giving away free content and entertainment is silly and you're in the giving mood, why not become an official Nothinger and support the show? Members get early access to this episode as well as exclusive content. Visit members.theallaboutnothing.com or find links on our website. You can also give a one-time donation through the same link. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can call and leave us a message, 803-672-0533, or you can email the show at theallaboutnothing.com. You can also join our Discord server. Links all found at our webpage. Thanks for listening, everybody. You all stay safe, be kind, and keep your hands to yourself.
The All About Nothing podcast is a product of Big Media and produced and engineered by me, Barrett Gruber. Thanks to Cake for our intro music, Sick of You. You can follow everything Cake the band at cakemusic.com. Thanks to Muff the producer for our outro music. You can follow Muff on Instagram at Muff the producer. You can follow me across social media by visiting linktree.com/Barrett Gruber. And you can follow Zach King on linktree.com/AANZach. Want to support the show? Visit our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com, and become a member. There are several tiers available that give you early access to episodes as well as exclusive content. To find links to our social media, podcast platforms, and merchandise to support the show, as well as past episodes, visit theallaboutnothing.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can email theshow@theallaboutnothing.com, or you can call our number and leave a message. Dial 803-672-0533. If the time between these episodes is more than you can handle, check out our sister shows. What the Pod Was That with Carrie, Zach, and myself. Welcome to Wonderland with Ami. Politically Speaking with Erica, Kirsten, and Emily, and Black, White, and Blue in the South with Dr. Jamil Brooks and Bill Kimmler. Please subscribe and share this show. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe and punch that notification bell. Thank you for listening and hear us next week.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is heating up with EverPlay Sports and Social League. Get in on the fun with Super Rec Kickball Tuesdays at M Avenue Ballpark, or join the classic Wednesday or Thursday night kickball at both M Avenue and B Avenue. Prefer volleyball? We've got indoor mix and match Sundays at Providence Park, Monday indoor at Tri-City, and sand volleyball Tuesdays and Thursdays at Pollywog. Swing into softball Sundays or Mondays at T.S. Martin, or go big with hardball Wednesdays at Seven Oaks Park. Like a strike of fun? Hit bowling Tuesdays at Bolero, or toss some bags with cornhole Wednesdays at Jay's Corner. Score goals with turf soccer Mondays at Recreation Athletics, and Wednesday soccer at B Avenue and Bray Park. And don't miss Pickleball Monday at Casey Pickleball Complex. Registration is open now through May 21st at everplaysocial.com. Also mark your calendars for the 10th Masters of Putt-Putt, Friday, August 22nd. Registration by August 21st. EverPlay, your league, your social life, your summer of fun. Visit everplaysocial.com for registration and details. The preceding podcast is a product of Big Media, LLC, and is copyright 2025, all rights reserved.